no.
Thank you so much.
Pay like $1 million.
Shout out TMZ, you up?
Let me check out that rig.
TMZ stands for the Mayweather Zone.
How'd you find me, bro? I got my disguise on.
I love my TMZ family. My sports.
Welcome to TMZ Sports. I'm Mike Babcock. There is an absolutely massive fight going down tomorrow night, Saturday night in Brooklyn. Ryan Garcia, Devin Haney fighting each other. Aside from it just being a great fight in the ring, obviously there's been so much stuff happening outside the ring. A lot of it based off of what Ryan has said. Obviously, this man right here is one of the most talented and one of the most famous boxers in the world himself. A guy who has so many times been talked in the same breath with Devin and Ryan. We welcome Shakur Stevenson. Shakur, how are you, brother?
What's good? What's good? I'm straight.
Not much, man. I'm very excited to hear your take on this fight, Shakur. First of all, I guess before we get into the actual fight stuff, you've known Ryan for a really long time. Same thing with Devin. As you've been watching the last couple of weeks and some of the things that have been said on social media and the press conferences, what's been your interpretation? Is this an act to try and sell the fight? Is this something going on with Ryan? What have you, as a guy who knows this person, what have you thought?
I kind of think that he's not focused. I don't think that he really took the fight serious. It seemed like he was more so focused on selling the fight than actually working and making sure that he's coming 100% ready for the fight. So, I don't think it's an act. I think that his focus just was too drifted. And I think that, honestly, I don't think he took the fight serious. I heard he was drunk a week ago, and that's like not good to go into a fight week after having alcohol and that type of stuff. So, I don't think it's an act.
Yeah, and look, obviously you guys are so incredibly talented and so many times just more talented and skilled than your opponents. You probably get away with something like that against a lesser opponent, but how dangerous could that be when you're talking about someone like Devin Haney as the opponent here?
I mean, it's going to be dangerous just because of the fact that you got a guy that's coming in and he's probably taking it a lot more serious than you. He's going to come in 100% prepared. But Devin is not a big power puncher. So, like, if I'm betting on a fight, I probably don't know if I'm betting a knockout. But Ryan Garcia, with his focus and how he's coming in, I can see him getting a knockout.
Given everything that's happened, is there any way that you see Ryan realistically winning this fight Saturday?
Nah, I don't see it unless he's been bluffing. I mean, maybe he tricked me and got me to believe that he wasn't taking the fight serious. So, I don't see it. I don't think that he's even on the elite level. I think that he's not really that good of a fighter.
If you were to like draw it up and make everything work perfectly for Ryan, what is the way? What is his path to victory? Understanding boxing the way you do.
I think that he should go at Devin. I think that he shouldn't go in there waiting and boxing. He should go at him like he went at Tank and try to land his right hand. I think that Devin keep his left hand down a lot. So try to land the right hand, not just the hook. I think Devin is prepared for the hook.
And like you said, terrific fighter, but obviously Tank, somebody who was, thought of to have a lot more power than Devin. So probably not as dangerous for one punch, just putting his lights out and ending the fight.
Yeah, but, I mean, with them 8-ounce gloves, anybody can be dangerous. So, with him going in there and just being reckless, I don't think he should be reckless.
Right.
But I think that he should go at him and push the pace and make it into a brawl and a fight rather than trying to make it a boxing match.
On the other side of things, how does Devin go in there and give himself the best chance to come out with a W?
I think Devin just go in there and do what he's been doing. I think he's just box his way to victory. He may even be able to catch Ryan, especially with Ryan being not as focused as he should have been.
Yeah.
I think that he may be able to catch him coming in. So I think Devin just boxing behind the jab, and I think it'll be an easy night, and he may even stop Ryan.
You know, you've obviously been, especially with Devin, you've been very interested in that possible fight happening. But any interest in a winner here? How do you look at yourself going forward as it relates to these two guys?
I see myself fighting Devin. I think that's the fight. I think Devin has said a lot, you know, talked a lot, and it's like he talk around fighting me. He want to talk about like this and that. Oh, I did this. Honestly, I just want to set up a fight and make a fight happen with me and Devin. And I don't care about no rehydration clause. I'm not Tank. I don't need him to go in there and be 10 pounds over the next day. He could be whatever weight that he want to be, and I'm fine with it.
And you'd like to do that? That could theoretically be the next fight?
Yes. I mean, that's what I would want. But Team Haney and Bill, and they would have to be able to accept it. And I don't think that they are. I don't think them dudes want to fight me.
Well, you know what the boxing fans want. And obviously, the boxing fans want to see Shakur Stevenson and Devin Haney. So we'll hope that happens. First things first is Saturday night. Thank you so much for breaking this down, Shakur, man. I always appreciate you.
Got you, family.
Up next, it's the age-old basketball debate. Is LeBron James the greatest of all time? One person who believes LeBron is the GOAT is Bron himself. The video proof when TMZ Sports returns. TMZ Sports, Mike and Mojo. Mojo, obviously it's time for some GOAT talk, and this is the most GOAT talk segment we've ever done because it's starring that man right there who, yes, he may very well be the GOAT when it comes to basketball players. LeBron James, Mojo, he obviously has a big-time playoff series about to start against the Denver Nuggets, actually starting tomorrow night. Highly anticipated series, so obviously we'll be watching that. In the meantime, Mojo, I guess LeBron's staying warm, you might say. Was out in the parking lot at home in his home in Beverly Hills, the old beautiful mansion, and was shooting some hoops with his son, Bryce. Of course, Bryce is a teenager, is a highly rated prospect in his own right. They were shooting some shots and talking their crap. Go, LeBron James, take it away.
I seen you shoot.
I ain't shot going a year, literally.
It's not going in. I don't know.
Why are you tripping? Why are you acting like that? Look, you doing. This is what I do,
bro.
This is when I go.
This is one lifetime, hey, bro.
I'm goat, bro.
Game, bro.
G O A T. What are you talking about? Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me, man. This is what I do, man.
All right, give me the ball.
You need a ball for what?
When it go in the net.
So LeBron couldn't miss, Mojo, and Bryce, and fine, he was holding the camera, but Bryce was bricking him, and Pops, swish, 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 showing that, yes, he is still the best basketball player in the James family and maybe the greatest of all time.
GOAT talk, LeBron out there calling him the GOAT. Has anyone ever argued this GOAT point before about who was the better player, LeBron James or Michael Jordan? Has that conversation ever been had before?
I think I've heard it a few times before. It's the age-old debate in basketball, right? Is Michael the GOAT still, or is it now LeBron?
Yeah, we've heard it once or twice before. But now we're talking about the GOAT of the household. A totally different conversation here. This is great. I thought that this was hilarious. This is how you have fun around the house with your family, yeah. Dad, son, a little bit of bonding time.
Mojo, it's also very cool to me that it seems, at least on the surface, that LeBron has an awesome relationship with his kids. That's cool. It's sweet to see something like that. They're obviously joking with each other, but it's all in good fun. It's nothing serious. And yeah, I don't know. It seems cool to see them together as a family. All right, Mojo, moving on to my very favorite story, not just of the day, but certainly of the week, maybe the month, the year, who knows? The possibilities here are endless, Mojo, because we're talking about the fart that was heard around the NFL. Courtesy, maybe, of that guy right there, Trent Baalke, the general manager for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Mojo, draft just a couple of days away. Teams preparing, fans, media want to know what the teams are thinking. So, Mr. Baalke was up at the podium answering questions from the reporters, Mojo, when
You heard a little rumble, and a lot of people think that, yeah, he ripped one. Take a look and a listen.
We're not there yet. You know, we still got a couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final board yet. We'll do that on Monday. But we like how it's shaping up, but we still got some work to do.
Mojo, say something here.
Babcock, let's start with the art of the fart. And this was a very good one. I myself am a professional flatulator. Ask my wife, ask any member of my family if there's any credibility concerns here.
In your expertise then, Mojo, what do you think?
Let me break this one down strategically. Dude, this is absolutely absurd. I honestly had to listen to this maybe 50 times. The first 25 because it was that funny, but the second 25 was just to make sure that this wasn't an audio dub, some funny man on Twitter adding this in because it was just too perfect. This was fantastic. But then just the way he acknowledges the fart immediately afterwards. I mean, as a guy that can relate to this situation, I don't think he necessarily meant to say, excuse me. It just happened so quickly. It was a gut reaction because you got to cover your tracks. You got to be more subtle about these things and calling attention to it, especially in a circumstance like that. I mean, he could have gotten away with this. He could have, he totally buried him.
I like that you called it a gut reaction, Mojo. I like that. He should have tried to, tell me if I'm wrong. Should he not have tried to play it off, like maybe to kick his foot and make some sort of similar noise or, right, Mojo? I mean, that's what I would have done.
That's a good one. I would have looked at either the two gentlemen next to me and just left it vague, like it was one of the three of us. You know it was, but you don't know who.
You
looked
to the
side. So you can't put it on me. Exactly, like that. I don't know, but kicking the table is a good move too, you know, maybe like cracking some fingers or something.
Yes.
I don't know. That was a very distinct sound. That wasn't like a stomach turning. That sounded like a legitimate fart. So this guy is going to get crucified in the locker room for this. There's no question about it. This will come up. I mean, I understand he's in a very powerful position over there.
He's the boss.
That will not protect you. You could be the owner. It doesn't matter. You fought like that at a press conference. Yeah, you're getting destroyed afterwards.
Coming up, Nate Diaz sued over that street fight in New Orleans last year. The very latest on what could be a distraction ahead of Diaz's upcoming boxing match with Jorge Masvidal. That's next on TMZ Sports. Welcome back to TMZ Sports, Mike and Mojo. Mojo, Nate Diaz is fighting Jorge Masvidal on June 1st, but it turns out that that's not going to be his next fight because likely going to have a fight in the courtroom, a legal fight, a legal battle on his hands, Mojo, because Nate Diaz, the former UFC superstar, future Hall of Famer, is being sued in New Orleans by that guy who he choked unconscious during that street brawl almost exactly a year ago. Here it is, Mojo. You're seeing Nate Diaz right there in almost the center of the screen. He has the guy in a guillotine choke. The guy's name, by the way, is Rodney Peterson. Now, this guy is not completely untrained. He is actually an amateur fighter, albeit not a great one, but he is actually an amateur fighter. See it right there. Nate clearly put him out unconscious. The guy goes to the ground. Well, the guy says that Nate was unprovoked and that Nate essentially caused him really serious injuries to his head and his back and his neck. Says that he hit his head on the concrete. He had to be taken to the hospital where he required all this medical treatment. And now he is suing Nate for damages. Again, this is in Louisiana. Now, as for Nate's part, I talked to his longtime rep, Zach Rosenfeld, who, this is the statement, Mojo, one of the shortest and funniest statements I've ever seen, literally funniest. LOL was the response from Zach. Right. And that, I think, Mojo, that tells you all you need to know about what the Diaz side of things feel about this lawsuit. They believe this is completely frivolous, absolute nonsense. They have said all along that Nate was protecting himself, that he was not looking for a fight, but this guy, Rodney, approached him and Nate He wasn't throwing these big punches and lumping this guy up. Instead, he put him out, laid him onto the ground gently, and that's been their story the entire time. I will add, Nate was initially hit with a battery charge. The district attorney ultimately decided not to pursue those charges. They dropped it, so Nate never got in any trouble from this. Now we've got the civil lawsuit. LOL.
Dude, I don't really care to talk about Nate or Rodney right now. I just want to talk about Zach, his representative. Has there ever been a single better response to any kind of issue or crisis or dilemma of or conflict of any kind?
It's not like I can ever remember, Mojo.
Dude, this is the best. Shout outs to Zach because that was literally perfect. I mean, obviously, from a clip like this, we can't tell how this thing started, right? But you got to know if you're picking a fight with Nate Diaz, if you're going to instigate it, or maybe it started with even potentially him saying some words.
Right.
Let it be. You know who this guy is. You know it's likely going to end like this for you. So what did you think? If this guy went after him, he deserved it, right? I mean, that's what happens, self-defense, all of these things.
We know how great of a fighter Nate is. Look, don't tell me his MMA record or he's lost his last fight. Nate can go anywhere in the world and kick everyone's ass and make no mistake about that, anyone. So even though he's such a dangerous guy, that doesn't mean Nate can't defend himself, Mojo, right? If some guy is coming and trying to do physical harm to him.
No, of course. I mean, hey, you don't know who else is trained on the streets. Right. I mean, you don't know what kind of upbringing they've had. You also don't know what they're carrying. If there's weapons, you also don't know how many people that they're with. If they're carrying weapons, I don't care how good of a fighter you are. You'd be the best fighter of all time. You go up against a group of people with or without weapons, that could potentially be problematic for you. And now it comes to a matter of protecting your own life. Yeah. I mean, he could have done way more damage to Rodney here if he wanted to. And instead, he put him to sleep, left him on the ground, and went about his business. I mean, sure, Rodney fell. I mean, he's definitely going to feel sore after this one. Yeah, maybe there were some issues after it, but he let him off easy. And you could see there was at least an attempt to try and let him down softly.
It did look like that to me, too. And Mojo, when the video starts, you do see this full-on brawl that is already kicking off, and you've got people throwing punches. I mean, this was absolute chaos out there, so I don't know what's going to happen here. Again, I think you've got Nate Diaz and his reps who clearly, it's not their first rodeo here, and they understand how these cases work, and again, it does not seem like they're very worried. So if that's any indication how this lawsuit's going to play out, it's going to turn out well for Nate.
L-O-L.
Not only did Ryan Garcia come in overweight, but he'll be sporting a crown that may weigh him down even more for Saturday's fight with Devin Haney. The details of this insane 15,000 diamond crown when TMZ Sports rolls on right after this. Welcome back to TMZ Sports, Mike and Mojo. Mojo, we talked about it at the top of the show with Shakur Stevenson. Huge fight going down in Brooklyn on Saturday, tomorrow night. Ryan Garcia, Devin Haney. Now, I don't know how Ryan's going to look, Mojo, when he gets in the ring, but on the ring walk, he is very much going to live up to that King Rye moniker, Mojo, because he got an absolutely amazing piece of jewelry made, a custom crown by a jeweler named the Ice Champ. It has over 15,000 VVS diamonds, 27 sky blue topaz stones, which will actually match his ring gear, by the way, and a kilo of gold. So this thing is absolutely ridiculous. We talked to Ali, a.k.a. the Ice Champ, about the incredible piece.
Ryan Garcia was in town, so he decided to come check us out. Check was the buzz about Ice Champ, so much going on. So he came to the store, I helped him out to pick up some nice watches and a couple of different pieces. While we were sitting together, we just decided, during chit-chatting, he was like, let's just make a piece from a champ to a champ. So something unique, let's create something where the champ of boxing world with the champ of jewelry world, connect together and make something unique. And while talking, we decided, let's just create something unique, and we created a unique crown.
So, Mojo, that'll be something to look forward to tomorrow. Brian is planning on actually wearing it as he makes his way to the ring, so we'll look forward to seeing that. Very much looking forward to the fight, Mojo. You know, when there's a big event going on, we will give our picks, Mojo, when we are always right. Even when we disagree, we are always right. Except for our Gaethje pick. Mojo, let's talk about this fight. I will let you do the honors of going first. Ryan Garcia, Devin Haney, two of the best boxers of this generation. They've got one loss between them. Who wins this thing, Mojo?
Brother, give me the crown. That's what I want. I just can't think of anything else but that beautiful crown right now. I mean, that is one of the coolest pieces of jewelry that we've seen. I don't even know if you can call that a single piece of jewelry, whatever you want to refer to that as. But give me the king, baby. I'm rocking with the king.
All right. Well, in that case, and to keep things interesting, I am going to go with Devin Haney. Devin Haney's never lost, 31-0. He looks very, very focused. I don't know if he can say the same thing for Ryan Garcia. We will find out tomorrow, Mojo, and on Monday we will, or let's just be honest, I will let you hear it for getting the prediction wrong, Mojo. And that is going to be a great, great show.
Well, depending on the finish of this fight, Monday could potentially be the best show since today.